You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here is your host, Steve Blair.
Yo, welcome to the Bleed Blue Show, Form for the Fans, New York Knicks fan forum. New York Knicks lose to the Memphis Grizzlies 105-83. 929-477-4171 is the call-in number to the Bleed Blue Show. You can press the number one button on your phone if you want to be live on the air for any questions or comments. Without further ado, let's bring on Knickerbocker Av. Knickerbocker Av, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Good evening, Steve. How's everyone over there?
I'm all right. I'm actually feeling a little bit better than, you know, the last couple of shows. I could talk now without, you know, coughing up a lung, but I'm feeling better. I know we got some things to discuss besides the loss. The transaction that has rocked the NBA, the Knicks Nation, of course. So if you want to go up further and introduce that.
Well, details are still kind of being double and triple confirmed as we speak, because there was a lot of moving pieces going on. It was a three-team deal between the New York Knicks, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The New York Knicks today said goodbye to J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, despite how I know a lot of Knicks fans are really heartbroken about that. But, I mean, hey, it was bound to happen. Both these guys are going to be looking at Iman was going to be a restricted free agent coming this offseason, while while JR would have had a player option worth $6 to $7 million, and there was no telling on whether or not he was going to opt out or not. So Phil Jackson, made no hesitations whatsoever, pulled the trigger, sent JR Smith and Iman Shumpert to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Deion Waiters is going from the Cleveland Cavaliers to the Oklahoma City Thunder, along with a protected first-round pick. And the Knicks will get Lance Thomas, Alex Kirk, and Lua Munson, along with a future 2019 second-round pick. They have intentions of waiving all three of those players, Lance Thomas, Alex Kirk, and Lua Munson, along with Samuel Dalembert. They weren't able to find a suitable trade partner for him, so therefore a lot of players are going to be either joining the Knicks and then leaving the Knicks, but more leaving today. And it's a kind of an interesting dynamic in what Phil Jackson was trying to do, freeing up so much cap space, you know, at this point of the season.
Yes, great information. 929-477-4171. Let's bring in Marlo. Marlo, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, Blue Blue Crew, Knickerbocker Av. What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, not much.
All right. Of course, this is big. I mean, it broke Twitter. That shows you how powerful Knicks fans are. But we actually broke Twitter off of this news. But, guys, you know, I was a little surprised, but, you know, I got to tell you, this is a good move. I can't see – I mean, I know a lot of people are bad about it, but, guys, JR and Shump have been injury-prone and inconsistent. Now, of course, their chances are that playing along with LeBron, they're going to ball out, and there'll be more criticism toward Melo. But you got to think, this is Phil's plan still. You know, remember he says – by December, we're going to know who fits this. You know, I'm paraphrasing, of course. We're going to know who fits in the system and who doesn't. And we see who doesn't. And he says we're going to try to clear out cap space, and that's what he's doing. You have to sometimes make those tough decisions and pull the trigger. Now, with JR, he's been with Melo for a long time. I've been his boy. And, you know, and yeah, we knew he was Mike Woodson's boy. I think that's another reason why Mike Woodson had to go, because he was too close with some of these players. And I think Dolan actually liked JR too. But for Dolan actually to still stand back and just let Phil just do his thing, it's pretty impressive on his part. You know, his hands are not in the cookie jar, you know, as the expression goes. And you know, you gotta might as well tear this stuff down. You know, we're gonna do our thing. We got Melo, and this is, and I have to bring up again the thing that the video I sent with Howard Beck, because that was the main thing he said, to try to, you know, this off season to try to convince JR and Iman to go to not to take their deals and go to other teams. So instead, Phil was proactive and says, "Nah, I'm getting rid of y'all now." And you can't hate on this. I mean, there's nothing to salvage. These guys weren't bringing anything to the Knicks. I mean, they brought some stuff, but they weren't going to help turn us around. And, you know, we might as well do it. And hopefully, you know, I tweeted, maybe they'll get Thanis Akapuku. Man, you know, maybe they'll bring him up. Because, you know, the rest of the season is done. So let him get all his rawness and roughness out, and him and Fish get used to each other, and see what the guy can do, because you know he's young, he's hungry, he has the defense going on, and you could tell from the few times I've seen him, he's more into it than Iman and JR, because they've been around too long as is, and they've been a little complacent. So give this young guy a chance, you know. But we'll see how it goes. But guys, this is exactly what Phil said he was going to do, and he's doing it.
Excellent points, Knickerbocker Ave. He makes some excellent points.
I'm on Marlo's side on this one. I mean, I know there are so many Knicks fans. I mean, especially my fellow admin at Knickerbocker Ave. They're all, a lot of them are, you know, mostly are female, but they're all upset to see Iman Shumpert go. They were happy to see JR go, but they're all upset saying that, you know, and a lot of Knicks fans are saying, you know, watch these guys, you know, ball out, and because it just happens to be every time a player leaves the Knicks, they end up becoming great players somewhere else. Well, my retort to that is that, well, if you were playing great with the Knicks, you wouldn't be on another team.
Exactly.
So maybe it was better off for you not to be a Knick. Right now, from what I understand, Phil Jackson is interested in signing 10-day contracts with Langston Galloway. He is interested in bringing Thanasis Antetokounmpo. He is interested in bringing either Orlando Sanchez or Jordan Vandenberg from the D-League, and then probably some other veteran players. I'm pretty sure Phil is not done. He is probably going to do not be surprised if you see Jose Calderon get traded.
Whoa.
Do not be surprised if you see Shane Larkin get traded. Do not be surprised if you see Tim Hardaway Jr. get traded. All these guys are saying that they're the future, they're the future. Hey, everybody is up for trade. The only person who is not up for trade is Carmelo Anthony, and that's only because he has a no-trade clause. But he could waive it if he wanted to, of course, if you're trading into Chicago or something. But the fact of the matter is that Phil is cleaning house. He's doing what he wanted to do earlier in the last offseason, but he was unable to do. Now he's doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the team is just basically what it is right now, a shell of itself of, you know, 9 or 10 players, and then come to the offseason, look how much cap space that Phil just opened up for.
Mm-hmm.
Over 30-something million dollars is opened up just on today alone. And mind you, the trading deadline is still a month away, so there's still deals to be made. You don't even know what Phil really has in mind in terms of, you know, whether or not he's going to convince Melo to shut down, whether or not he finally does pull a trade to get rid of Bargnani and Stoudemire. Anything can happen with this guy. And he's not going to let you know about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
you know,
no problem.
Team is bad. We need to get some money, get some 2015 potential options in here immediately. The way this team is going, this is a lottery team. I love everything about it. You know, I was a Shumpert fan. You know, maybe not the most hardcore of the hardcore Shumpert fans, but you know, seeing his season at Georgia Tech and then coming to New York his first season as a rookie, how tenacious his defense was, his athleticism before the knee injury in the playoff game versus Miami. You know, we all root for Shumpert. I think, you know, we've seen his game regress, and I think most of it, I mean, of course, you got to make the player accountable, but I think a lot of that was coaching and leadership that killed his confidence, man. And he definitely needs a fresh start for sure, man. And of course, J.R. Smith.
I mean, but,
Go ahead. Best of luck to those two guys.
Good, huh? Man. I was going to say, it's best of luck to both those guys. I hope they do well in Cleveland. I hope that he and LeBron, that those guys and LeBron, Love and Irving, you know, come together and maybe they make a run. But, you know, right now it's, you know, they're no longer Knicks. And and a lot of Knicks fans have to come to terms with that, just like we all had to come to terms with when Ewing was traded, when Mason was traded, when Starks was traded. You know, whenever a fan favorite gets traded, you know, you got to deal
with it. Ewing is a little different. We're talking about
Ewing was a god in New York, but
you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
He put the stick on his back. He put all five boroughs and two states on his back. His only issue is he just couldn't win the guaranteed games he always put out in the papers. That was his only downfall. And then of course Jordan, and then you know the Reggie Millers and the Shaquille O'Neals, you know. But he was a warrior, man. That's different.
But guys, you know, you got to think, and all the Knicks fans out there, you know, who are listening, who are upset about this trade, this that, and the other. This team is 5-30-something. I mean, who are we holding on to? I mean, come on. If this team, I guarantee you, was 20-10 or anything like that, it would be harder to get rid of these guys. This is the time to do it. So
he's right.
As frustrated and upset as we've been, you can't have it both ways, Knicks fans. You know, you can't have, you know, be happy with J.R. jumping down there and we only got five victories, and then we get rid of some of these guys and you still want to have a problem. We should have
absolutely
as
correct.
Good as they are. Remember Knicks fans who's listening and everything when they said, oh, man, what a good problem Derek Fisher has. He has Shumpert, he has J.R. and Tim Hardaway. I don't know what they're going to do. There's three excellent. They've done nothing, the three of them. I can't remember anything more that I can remember in the 2 months that they were here, you know, this season, that they've done anything. They haven't really done much to help, to change, or anything. And, you know, and this is why we had the record we have. If you only have five wins, what do you expect? You got to make those tough decisions and saying, you know something, these guys aren't going to work. They're not working. And he had to do what he had to do. So, you know, Nick, you know, Shump, JR, thank you for your services here and this, that, and the other, and I wish you all the best. But your injuries and inconsistent play on both ends of the floor was a problem for me and for a lot of Knicks fans. Those same
absolutely.
People complained that they were going, they would complain they haven't done anything. Look at Butler. Wasn't Butler and Shump, didn't they come out together and they were both, people were saying the progress that Butler made in Chicago, we were hoping that for Shumpert, because Shumpert was doing better his rookie year. We thought that he would be like Butler. But Butler is progressing way ahead of him. You know, you can't say it's the system, or maybe you can, I don't know. But the guy is like balling out, almost looking like an all-star, and Shump is just regressing. And same thing with JR. After JR won sixth man, he's been regressing. So they're not bringing anything to the Knicks table. And yes, just like what Knickerbocker was saying, if they do ball out in Cleveland, well, you know what, that's great. But that's not helping us, I'm sorry. It's not helping us as Knicks fans, or else we wouldn't be sitting here with five victories. Can't have it both ways.
It's fairly simple, Marlo. Because you, I know you believe this. I know you, Steve, believe this. I know every real, true, diehard Knicks fan believes this. It ain't the name and the number on the back. It's the name on the front. If it reads New York Knicks, we down with you, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care if the name on your back says Anthony, if it says Shumpert, if it says Smith, if it says Jordan, James. I really don't care. I'm going to rock an orange and blue New York Knicks jersey regardless of what number it is. Now, the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start wearing, you know, my own personalized one, because this is getting expensive after a while, especially if you have a Shumpert jersey. You know, a lot of y'all will be like, damn, now I got to get another jersey now. But, you know, that's the price you have to pay for being, you know, for your fandom, for your devotion, dedication. I mean, that's what we have to do in every sport. But it really comes down to it. It's not the name on the back. that matters. Mm-hmm. It's the name on the front. It's what you represent. And I'm sorry to say this, Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith no longer represent us. They represent the good people, the good people and the fans of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is.
And when I get off the phone with you guys, I'm unfollowing them because that's what I do. If you're not Nick anymore, like I did.
Oh, I don't follow them the second a while ago.
Yeah, as soon as I hear it, they get unfollowed because I don't care anything else what they do, quite frankly, because you're not a Nick fan anymore.
You're on the Tyson Chandler pile where we don't even care about you no more.
Yeah. Sure, and see, even that Tyson and Felton trade, which everyone's talking about, the dumping salary people, this is what Phil Jackson said. He wants to be fiscally responsible. This is what the man is doing. It's not like this is news. So don't get all off in a huff about this. This is good for us because we need this money to play around because regardless, I know people say New York isn't a draw, but if you have money, people will consider that more. Like,
indeed.
Oh, well, you know what, these guys can pay me. You know, because guys, you got to admit, there's not too many, because they were talking about this today even with Gasol, because I must admit, after listening to the Howard Beck video, which I keep talking about, and now I'm driving you guys crazy about, but, you know, because I was very much high on Gasol, but I'm like, is he really top paid? Is he like a paid guy like that? You know, I mean,
no.
Maybe he's
no.
not. You know, maybe
no.
the Grizzlies consider him that, but I don't think he's that top tier
player.
Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when we got that money that we can play, we can get some serviceable two-way players. And I keep saying that we need two-way players.
All right, we got a caller here from the 973. Caller from the 973. Say
it's
your
Andre.
Name, where you calling from.
It's Andre. What's up?
What's up, Andre?
Hey, Jordan.
Okay, first off, I want to say that one of my friends on this chat group on Facebook hyped me up so much. I thought we had got Reggie Jackson. You know how much of a downer that was?
yeah, there was a lot of confusion about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we got Imam, and like I know he's talking about JR. I'm fine with JR leaving. We dumb his salary, but Imam, and we don't get back. We get three guys we're gonna waive. That's basically getting back shit.
That's the point.
I was talking about I want to see the Knicks, the Westchester Knicks, but not like that though. Like, come on, like we giving up Iman. I know he regressed, but he is still worth something. Like he deserves to be a first round, at least a late first round pick though. Like,
nah.
You see. Iman Shumpert's first round value kind of deteriorated after last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was probably worth that last year because then you would be able to control him and keep his bird rights. But now it's basically you know for a naught because he becomes a restricted free agent at the end of the season, meaning that he can go and negotiate with other teams. Negotiate his contract, and then the Knicks would have the option of matching it or letting him go. More than likely, mm-hmm. if he was going to get something over, you know, over what JR was getting paid, more than likely he was going to go anyway. So it would be in the Knicks' best interest to get something back for him, and they did. Even though it's a late second round pick, you know, in 2019, it's still something that we didn't have coming into this,
mm-hmm.
coming into the night's game.
Exactly.
And on top of that, I mean, the fact was that what was Iman Shumpert's real trade value? Well, it got a team to take J.R. Smith with him.
Yeah,
you know, it's exactly
it's
the same way as what was Tyson Chandler's trade value? It was someone was willing to take Raymond Felton with him.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Who knows? You know, it might be good enough free agency, and at least I hope they can bring up the Westchester Knicks. I want to see Dennis Antetokounmpo, Langston Galloway. I want to see some young talent from the even Steph Curry's little brother. I mean, he's like a mini version of Stephen Curry. Like, all I can say is that I'm hoping we get a first pick and get.
Is he on the Westchester Knicks?
Hmm.
Is Steph Curry brother on the Westchester Knicks?
Oh, no, I'm just
Steph?
Saying. If
oh,
not,
okay, just in general. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, all I'm saying is you got to build from the D-League since we don't got that many picks. And I want to say how we've been But I want to give one player credit, Cole Aldridge, when he got playing time. You cannot say he wasn't balling.
Well, the last four games, with him starting at center, he's definitely got the minutes. He's definitely put up some okay numbers. I think he was averaging the last four games about somewhere along the lines of 15 points and 8 rebounds. So he was doing something. What he was being advertised. To me, he's one of the only few guys that's actually playing for his next contract. I mean, you can say the same for Amari Stoudemire, but not to the degree that you would expect from Amari Stoudemire. But Cole Aldridge definitely balled out tonight. Quincy Acey, put up career numbers. What was it, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Given it's in a losing effort, but still. I mean, anything is anything at this point. I mean, Tim Hardaway Jr. Remember, I said it earlier. Don't be surprised if Tim Hardaway Jr. is on the trading block. Him shooting 4 for 14 tonight, and shooting poorly in the last couple of games. It's really starting to wane on on the patience of this front office management, and it'll only be a matter of time till a team finally gives up. Says, hey, we'll give you this, and this, and we'll just take away, Tim Hardaway Jr., and Phil's going to be like, you know what? Screw it. Do it.
Oh, yeah, but you know what really got me? You know what I realized, though? The Cavs got a whole bunch, they got the best out of the trade. They'd be like, guess what? If they don't work out, I'm like, guess what? We got a first-round pick from OKC, and they just gave Deion Wade.
And to protect the first-round pick, yes.
Yeah, true. And also, Sam with down, I think we said we're going to waive him because we couldn't trade him. That's four players we're going to waive. We better do something with that roster talent, or at least let someone come up out of the shadows, Tim Hardaway Jr., and rise up. Or even Shane Larkin for all I care. Correct.
You know what, Dre, man? I'm with you on that Cole Aldridge, man. I've been saying that for a while. He's solid, man. I mean, he's not the best. He's not going to wow you. He's not flashy.
Yeah, but he just gets the job done.
He just does what he needs to do down there. And it's kind of like what the guys say on the other shows about politics. It's the same thing with the Knicks, man, because they want Amari in there. They want Dallenberg in there because of the trade with Chandler. I like Aldridge. I mean, he's not going to wow you. I think he's one of the better options that we have on a poor team. I like him.
Yeah. I've been saying ever since Tyson Chandler went down with that injury, with that knee injury. But all I can say is that I want to see a few D-League players on the squad since they've been running the triangle and they've been giving out more effort. They came back from, I remember one game, they came back from a 15-point deficit with 5 minutes left. And they came back and won, and I was like, wow, this should be the Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about Thanius, because the few things that I've seen from him, either highlights or the few games, he's like, yes, he's still raw, but he's hungry, and that's what JR lost. JR looked lost this whole season. He doesn't know what – every time I saw JR, it's like, what is he doing? He was doing crazy. He was overpassing, overthinking, or doing whatever. And Iman also just looked like he still had a problem, Mentally, it's like they weren't there. It's like they checked out on the Knicks a long time ago. Give someone like him a chance because he's eager to make that chance. He doesn't want to make it just seem like it's just his brother and then that's it. I'm not saying that's for true, but that could be part of it. But give him a shot. And plus, with this team being as bad as it is, what do you got to lose? Might as well give him one, let him ball out the rest of the season, then you evaluate him afterwards.
Why not?
All right, guys. I'm going to bring it into the caller real quick. I think it's my main man, Asim. Asim, is that you, dog?
What's going on, fellas? It's definitely me. Hey, man.
What's up, man?
I'm keeping it real light tonight. It is what it is, man. Clear the cap space, get the roster spots open, bring up Sanchez, bring up Galloway, bring up the Nets, man. They 27 games under 500 right now. They ain't going nowhere. Play the young boys. They've been learning the triangle down there and build for the future, man. I mean, that's it. You're talking about having enough salary cap space to get two max players and maybe a third good player, and you got a probably gonna have a top three draft pick, man. That's good looks in my book, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you didn't want J.R. money on the books. Schumpert, the money Schumpert was going to get, you probably wasn't going to want to pay him that anyway. So I hate to see Schumpert go. That was my dude. But at the end of the day, he was too inconsistent. You know what I mean? A lot of that I blame on Woodson and the way he handled him, you know what I'm saying, the last year and some change. But it is what it is, man. Change is good for everybody. So, you know, maybe he go to Cleveland and ball out. And who knows? If he become a free agent, maybe he will decide to come back. You know what I mean? Just realize it was a business. It wasn't nothing personal. They didn't want to give him up, but they had to give him up to get rid of JR. But I'm going to finish. I'm going to hang up, listen to the show, because I got some stuff to take care of, fellas. And just, you know, that's my thoughts on everything.
So,
All right.
We got another caller. Right, this is my other fellow Knickerbocker admin, Mrs. Nix. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, girl?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
So you're mind devastated.
I'm devastated. Like,
yeah, we know how you feel, Finn. We know how you. That's your dude right there.
True.
I couldn't even project how you feel, because I know, you know, as a big Nick fan as you are, and how close you were with Shump, man. I don't even know what to say.
And see, she knew this dude. She's like close to him.
I know. So as Knicks fans on this line, as myself, man, we much respect, man. Just much love, man. I want to sound like the dude died, but we're in your corners, Will. I'm trying to say, man. So you know, much love, man.
We're behind you, man. We're behind you.
I don't know. Like, I was preparing myself from the beginning of the season, like, okay, he's going to be a free agent. You know, it's a possibility he may leave. It's a possibility they may get rid of him before he leaves. You know what I mean? Like, you prepare yourself. But I don't know. I just kind of feel like we got jerked. I mean, I get it. Like, we tanking and it gives us space. But, I mean, we got really nothing out of it. And, I mean, we
that's
really, like, I mean, it's really, I mean, I get it. It's a point, but. So we just suffer all season, and I don't know. I just don't like losing. And so, you know, I'm a Shumpert fan, but I'm a Knicks fan number one. So I guess I'm screwed both ways, because he's just going to lose, and I don't get to see him.
Unless you get that league pass and start watching the Cleveland Cavalier games, you get to see him then.
God, it's so painful.
Which, by the way, if anyone was paying attention, the Cleveland Cavaliers have been defeated tonight by the Philadelphia 76ers of all teams.
Yeah.
I think we are now officially the worst record in all the NBA. But
yeah.
Wendy. While we're on that note, let's bring in the other co-host of the Bleed Blue Show, the one and only Mr. C. Miles. How you doing?
What's happening?
What's up, Keith? How y'all doing? Good evening,
right.
Everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, man. First of all, I want to give my condolences to Anna. Sorry about that. You lost the house and a husband. That's terrible. The house and a husband. Damn. All right. I got questions, and I guess they're all for you, Angel, really.
All right. So
wait a minute. So let me think about this now. How much was we on the hook for JR next year?
He was on the hook for $6 million.
Mhm.
So okay. So does he get a kicker for leaving?
No. Unfortunately, when the Knicks signed him for his contract, what was it 3 years ago? He opted to get most of that money up front.
Mm-hmm.
So, really,
okay.
If Cleveland wanted to waive him, they actually could.
Okay.
You got to do it before the
I think so. I think they have to do it before tomorrow or before January 10th.
All right. So, what does this save in luxury and salary next year?
Well, in theory, with all the trade exceptions, we're looking at almost $36 million. Almost $36 million in salary cap space.
About next
off season.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, you're looking at, you know, two max players plus, you know, an okay player.
Mm-hmm.
And So two max players, an okay player, and probably a top three lottery pick. Are you, is that what you're saying?
Ain't bad.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know what it's like? It's like Phil Jackson's a chef, and he's taking a long time to cook this spaghetti with that raw-ass pasta. That's what it feels like. Okay. So, all right. Now, wait a minute. So, besides these nincompoops, what do we get as far as trades? As far as picks? Do we get any kind of picks, any kind of future picks at all?
We ended up getting the 2019 second-round pick from Oklahoma City.
2019?
Exactly. But
let's make it 2015.
But in all fairness, Chris, in all fairness, we already gave up ours, so now we have a pick in 2019.
You know what? That don't make it better, bro. Okay.
I think this, to be honest with you, this actually might be our original one. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It might be.
It might be, because I think we ended up giving up a trade for Ronnie Brewer.
Okay. All right. So, okay. I don't even want to. I'm afraid to ask this next question. Who did we get that's not going to be any freaking good? Who do we get?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell
well,
you.
Well, fire wave at all of them.
Well, the Knicks are going to win
Marlo?
Pretty much.
It was Lance Thomas.
What's up, man?
What's up, yo?
It's Lance Thomas, Lua Munson, and one other guy, Alex Kirk, and the draft pick. And all three of those guys are non-guaranteed contracts, so the Knicks are going to opt to waive all three of them, along with Samuel Dalembert, who's getting waived.
Are you for real?
Yeah, Dalembert is going too.
So wait a minute. Okay, including Dalembert, you're talking about $36
million? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About $36, $38
million. I'm actually feeling good about this shit right now.
There you go.
Straight up.
But wait a minute. So you're talking about so that 2019 draft pick is sort of like you giving somebody somebody gave you a tie for Christmas, you turn it around and giving it away to somebody else, right? That's kind of like that. Yeah. What that is?
It's like a
pretty
shit.
Much. Look at it as you gave away your PS3, and you gave it to your boy so he can do whatever you got to do. He gave you a PS2. You're gonna turn around and do nothing and put it on Craigslist, and then you're gonna get all that money back.
So we doing pretty. So actually, the Knicks are the winners in this thing.
On the long term side, yes, we're the winners. On the long term side. On the short term, of course, you ended up shortchanging the team because tonight they only dressed 9 guys, and they ended up getting destroyed by 20 something. Grizzlies. That's not saying much anyway because the Grizzlies were going to do it anyway.
You know what a shock.
Yeah, they would have gotten destroyed even with those guys.
Yeah. No, okay. All right. So let me see. So we got $36 million in cap space next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a draft, plus a lottery pick. We are going to get no less than number 3 at the rate we're going. Mm-hmm. All right, so
3 or 4.
Three or four. So once you do that, who are you looking at next summer for free agency?
That's the thing. Everyone is still hooked up on trying to get Marc Gasol. And I've been on record numerous times about that, saying that Marc Gasol more than likely is not going to leave Memphis for a number of reasons. One, Memphis is a much better team than New York. Number two, Memphis can offer him the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So unless something changes, where he just wants to get out of Memphis, and even if he does, more than likely there is talk of him going to Los Angeles Lakers. So. He will get courted. He'll get a phone call. He'll probably get a sit down interview with Phil and see what happens. But other guys that are being mentioned, Rajon Rondo is going to be a free agent still. You can still look at Robin Lopez. You're still looking at Greg Monroe. You're still looking at other players like that. Aaron Aflalo. There's a number of players. I'm sorry, my hoop type is kind of like really slow, but there's a number of guys out there that can really make a difference on this team. And now with this team having as much cash space, You never know. Hell, you know, even though it's a long shot, but Kevin Love and LeBron James are both going to be free agents. LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be a free agent. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, that's the guy Drummond from Detroit, too. He is.
Andre Drummond, Goran Dragic, you know, Dwayne Wade's going to be a free agent. DeAndre Jordan, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, but who can best fit?
Also, it's not so much.
Even Jimmy Butler is going to be a restricted free agent this summer.
I would love
that would be because
you got to think, it's not so much that we got to get that top tier. As long as we get impact players, you know, like Follow and Thaddeus Young and Robin Lopez. If we get two-way players, that's what the Knicks have been lacking, have been two-way players. If we get them and surround them by Melo and maybe Calderon, I'm not sure he makes this fire sale either. But, you know, that's what we need, guys who can play both ends of the floor. No more of this one-dimensional dudes.
And the triangle.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
There's
okay,
also
they got to improve on defense, though. Well, as much as people talk about triangles, that defense is what's killing us. And
man,
those guys I just mentioned, Afalo, Young, and Lopez, they can play that D.
Also,
hey,
Knickerbocker
Ave, hold on. Knickerbocker Ave, real quick. Let's do it real quick. Let's go through a list of potential free agents and just say them by name, and then by the, you know, yes or no by each caller. We go through each player. If they fit the triangle. I mean, this is a simple exercise.
All right. That's you want me to do, like, the top 10, or?
Yeah, let's do the top 10. Let's just focus on the top 10.
Let's go with
Marlo, then Andre, then Chris, and then me. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, according to Hoopsite, you know, of course, the number one player being, because he has a player option, is LeBron.
Well, of course, he could fit the triangle, but he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay, it's bypassing.
Okay.
So I
don't know if I want to bypass this one because this one's kind of iffy. Kevin Love, mm-hmm. He has a player option.
I can't see.
Well, Kevin Love can play the triangle also because he's a good passer. So
I think he can
shoot.
I can't
see
him in
the yes on my end. That's a
all
yes
right
for me.
Next up, I'm pretty sure he's not going to leave Portland, but LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, that's another yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
A yes for me. Yes, he can.
I like him. Is he like, what, 26, 25?
He's about that. He's in that age range. He's in there.
Okay.
He's in there somewhere.
Who's next?
Yeah, 1985, so yeah. Oh, he's going to be 30.
Oh, really? I thought he just came out like 4 years ago.
I thought he was younger than that.
I did too.
Wow. Damn.
All right.
Restricted free agent Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, because he's a systematic kind of ball player, and he always has been. So I think he can do it. It may not look like it, but I know that he understands systems,
possible.
Triangles,
possible.
And that kind of team concept. So yeah. Mm.
All right, next up, of course, is everybody's big ticket item, Marc Gasol.
Of course.
Yes.
It'd be great.
He could play a triangle. But I don't think he's coming to New York, though. I don't think he's coming to New York.
I don't think so either.
He'd be unstoppable if he did in the Eastern Conference.
Next up will be Tim Duncan, but I'm pretty sure he's going to retire. Then would be Goran Dragic. He has a player option with Phoenix.
Definitely. He could pass and he could shoot.
He's
a playmaker. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his game.
Yeah, that's
all right. Next up, number 8, would be the newest Dallas Maverick, Rajon Rondo.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's a system player.
He's shooting 40% from the free throw line.
He's not a good shooter, yeah.
No, put a no for me on that.
All right.
But let me ask this. I say no too, but wait a minute. Do you think Derek Harper would say no to him? Derek Fisher would say no to him.
Rondo's because of his inability to shoot.
You know? He's a good guard, but he's not a system guard.
He's a nice passer and can defend, but. If you can't shoot in a triangle, like, you're going to be worthless shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we go with the next one. I'm pretty sure he's not leaving either. Player option for Dwayne Wade.
Nah, D Wade is too injury prone. I mean, he'll probably he could probably work it, but no.
But yeah, I don't see him leaving Miami.
No, he.
And then number 10 is unrestricted free agent center DeAndre Jordan.
I don't even know that.
Nah, he can't fit
Clippers.
The triangle.
No, DeAndre is too lob city stuff. You know, he doesn't have an offensive game, really.
He's an N1 dunker, shot blocker, but he's not a system triangle player, no.
Yeah, I don't think I would want him.
Okay. After that, player option for Brook Lopez.
He ain't going nowhere, man.
Well, I don't know. He has too. There's too much money for him, too. I mean, I don't know. I know he can score, but that's just about it. You know.
I don't know. He's a pretty good rim protector, but not.
He is.
Know.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I agree with that too. But you know what? You know, right now, and I know I'm in the different coven right now, man. But right now, the way they're working over there in Brooklyn, he ain't going no place.
Right.
Let me just put it down.
But, however, they are still trying to trade him, considering that you know they're looking to sell the team, so they're trying to unload as much salary as humanly possible.
Oh yeah,
okay.
And they really have three cool. bad contracts over there.
Yeah,
right.
That would be more business move.
But I understand we have a caller from the 717. Caller from the 717. State your name. Where you calling from?
Hey, gentlemen, Mike in Pittsburgh. How's it going?
Hey,
not bad.
How much,
man? How you doing?
What's going on?
Good, guys. Absolutely love the deal for the Knicks. They finally realized to go to Sam Hinkie's level in Philadelphia, Phil Jackson. I'm glad he did it in his second year. It had to be done. The one thing I think we're going to see, and we're going to see Shumpert's improvement in Cleveland. Always liked him. Thought his first 2 years in New York, he was going to break out. But he got caught on a team with J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony, that weren't really committed on the defensive end. And I think he just kind of got caught up in that. But I really think in Cleveland, playing with a team that's really has something to play for, we're going to see Shumpert the real deal. So I think it was good for him. I think it was good for the Knicks. But it comes down to this for me. This one thing that's going to hold back the Knicks after everything, after Stoudemire's contract off the book, after they get some quality free agents in here, it's going to be Carmelo Anthony. It's going to be that price tag, his salary cap that he gets right now, the money he makes, is what's ultimately not going to let the Knicks be a contender to win at all. I mean, they're going to get better. They're going to be, you know, a 3-4 team in the Eastern Conference. But, you know, you can only bring in another one max player and a few other players making around $10 million, but you know Anthony, he's going downhill, and I really wanted to see Phil just unload everybody, and not just keep Carmelo. I like your thoughts.
Yeah, real quick, let's get everybody's thoughts real quick. We're 90 seconds out. Marlo, you first, and then go with Dre, then Chris, and Knickerbocker Avenue. We out. Go ahead, Marlo, real quick.
Well, what just thoughts on everything overall?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I still believe in Melo. So, you know, me personally, you know, just to answer your question, I would just still like to keep him. And we'll have a lot of space off the books. But I think this is a good thing. We got to tear this stuff down because we're not doing anything at 5 wins. So, and Phil is doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Hey, Jay, what's your final thoughts with what caller Mike said about Carmelo?
As long as he's in the uniform. He's at a star level. I'm going to back him up 100%. I like the trade. It's if you want to think about it, because, you know, we dump his salary. We can get some of these players from the D-League finally develop, because every contender had to go through losing, as Chicago did. So, you know, can't wait to get the Okafor or Carl Anthony Towns or even the
All right, hold on. We gotta keep it moving. Hey, Knickerbocker Avenue, then Chris, and then we out.
In terms of Melo, I kind of agree with him a little bit. I still want to give Melo the at least one or two more years to see what happens. If not, then by all means, you have to do what you have to do. Move on.
Amen to that. I echo that. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, man. We're out of time. We'll be on the next Knicks post game forum, and we'll continue this discussion. Other than that, guys, man, thanks for all the callers on the line. Other than that,
can you?